Hey everybody, Rob here, getting you ready for our live eviction recap with Caitlin Herman here in the studio to help me break down everything that happened on this big episode of Big Brother tonight. Before we kick off the show, I need to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friends over at Clutter. And Clutter is a great new service because whether you're moving to a new place, having a baby, or just Marie Kondoing your life, you're probably looking to free up space, just like when Jack looks at the refrigerator and sees that Kemi has her water bottle in there. He's looking to clear up space as well. Well, self-storage is always an option, but it's not always convenient. That's where Clutter comes in. They are the world's largest on-demand storage provider. Clutter helps you find out just how much storage you need, and it's zero effort. Just schedule a pickup with Clutter. They come in and pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility. And the best part is that Clutter's price match guarantee means that you get the lowest possible monthly storage rate. Clutter's online photo inventory means that you never forget what's in storage as well. You could schedule a delivery date online and Clutter will get it to you in 48 hours or less, and you don't pay more for packing or delivery. It's all included in Clutter's low monthly rate. So stop wasting time and money searching for packing supplies, scheduling movers, or vetting storage facilities. Experience the future of storage with Clutter. Clutter has a great sign-up bonus for our listeners. Get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/Rob. That's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving, online inventory management, free pickup and delivery, and price match guarantee. See why Clutter is better and get $50 off your first month at clutter.com/Rob. That's clutter.com/Rob and enter promo code Rob at checkout. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who never keeps too many shaker bottles in the fridge. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. What a big night in a Big Brother camp. Comeback is over. And on a night where there was a blindside in the house, Cliff ends up being the person voted out and then coming back in. And I'm very excited to talk about it here with our great guest who's going to be with us for all of our live evictions on Thursdays this year. Please welcome back a woman who had to relive a nightmare this week, a bad dream that so many of us are familiar with here following Big Brother and Big Brother 21. Here is the great Caitlin Herman. Caitlin,
hi.
Back with us again this week. Caitlin,
apologies to those of you that heard me discussing choreography number, did not realize you could hear me while the intro music was on. Thanks for having me.
That was fun. I just wanted to make sure that you, don't say anything.
Had no idea. Yeah. Could have said something real bad.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to give you a heads up
Thank
here
you so
as
much.
We're live. Of course, a man who never needs a heads up to not say anything he'll regret. Mr. Brent Walgamont. Brent, how are you?
I am doing great. Caitlin, I have to ask you, have you ever gone back and watched the RHAP episode from the night where you didn't solve the puzzle? Because if you have not, I know that it brings back bad memories, but if you can confront what you did in this veto competition last night, I think you can confront the rap episode, because Rob was, as he said, besides himself the entire time. Like, he could not believe what had happened that night. So we are so happy that we have you now.
I have to watch it.
Well, yes. It was a night where, much like, Cliff ended up doing tonight, we expected, okay, well, Caitlin's going home, or is going out, but don't worry about it. Let's, who cares?
Yeah.
But no, it turned out that we were blown away. Anyway, so Caitlin, you were in the house this week. We will hear details of your adventure.
We'll talk
coming
all about
up,
it.
Coming up later on in this show. We'll talk about all that, but a very busy, newsy night here on Big Brother, and I'm going to open it up with, I actually have some news of my own. Let's go to live to Rob Cesternino with some RHAP breaking news. Okay?
What's happening?
Big news at this hour. Very excited to report. I have some huge Big Brother related news to announce tonight. At this hour, I will have 3 big interviews coming up tomorrow, as I will have exit interviews with the 3 people from Camp Comeback that will be in some particular order. David, Ovi, and Kemi. I will talk to them on Thursday morning. We'll have that, Friday morning. That podcast will be up later Friday afternoon.
Woo! So. Go, Rob. Go, Rob. Go, Rob.
Yes.
Go, Rob. Right. You are the king.
Come on. Stop.
Rob, just quickly as a gift before we begin, I have something for you in honor of this.
Do you really?
I really do.
You really do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I got this and I figured who better to give it to than you. This is a piece of the OTEV competition from last year.
Oh, wow.
Rob,
200 milligrams of Rockstar.
Caitlin Hall with 200 milligrams of Rockstar. I thought.
It's so funny because that Caitlin was pulling this out of my basket of Survivor Pop.
I had nowhere else to hide it.
Is she about to re-gift me something of my own?
I had nowhere else to hide it.
Yes, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was given a bunch of those this week in the house when I was there, and I said,
thank you. I will put this in my collection. So
I was going to sign it for you, but I figured you don't need me to autograph.
Need you to sign it. Yes, we have to.
That's fantastic. Can't wait to hear more about
this. We all have gifts on Rob Has a Podcast.
Okay. So we have a lot to talk about here tonight. So be on the lookout for my exit interviews. Really excited to get to talk to them. And I will presume that I will also get to speak to other people as they become evicted until we get to the jury phase of the game. So that's coming up on Friday on the podcast. Scott St. Pierre is still traveling after our trip to Minnesota. By the way, thank you to Taryn for filling in for me on the podcast last night with Melissa and Puya. Great job on that recap. But Scott is not with us. So if you have questions for later on in the show, send them directly to me at Rob Sesternino on Twitter, and we'll take your questions later on in the show. But a lot to talk about here tonight on a night where the Nicole was blindsided into staying. A rare blindside that you're staying in the house. Cliff then was sent out, but then Cliff ends up winning Camp Comeback. So I guess let's start with Camp Comeback, Caitlin, for Cliff.
Let's begin with that.
Let's begin with that for all the Cliffomaniacs out there tonight. A lot to celebrate for the Cliffomaniacs.
Yeah, and I would definitely consider myself to be a Cliffomaniac as well. But it was shocking. I truly did not expect Cliff to be the one coming back, because when you get evicted, like I know, when you get evicted live on TV, it's not the easiest thing, especially when it's a surprise to him, to then go back in there and do a competition and be like okay and perform well. So the fact that he not only killed it, but like by a landslide was very impressive. And I think he obviously deserves to be there.
And that's something that you've talked about in the past, of that you thought you were going to stay, right?
Yeah.
When you got voted out. And then when you you get blindsided and then you go right from being blindsided to having to compete to stay in the game. And you've attributed that as one of the reasons why you just were fried at the moment where you're doing that puzzle that has given you nightmares for a year.
Sure.
But Cliff, this was amazing. And I know it's something that of all things that Christy has talked about. I've heard on the updates talk about, like, hey, Cliff has so much dexterity. He's an engineer. He can win these types of challenges, and he aced it, Brent.
It was absolutely stunning. I was blown away. Not since Caitlin's non-puzzle completion have I ever been this shocked on Big Brother. I mean, it was a night of shocks, Rob. Not only that happened, but also Nicole didn't know she was staying, like getting the rare, like, you're staying, but you're not staying, and oh, now you're staying, like, amazement thing. Like, it was like everything that happened tonight, I was just stunned by. Cliff, but Cliff's accomplishing what he did in that challenge was the most astonishing, because when Julie said the person who gets 6 balls in the quickest in under 3 minutes, I'm like, 3 minutes? How in the... I couldn't do maybe 1 or 2 in 3 minutes.
Nobody else got a ball in. And I don't think Cliff's ball
did.
Hit the ground.
Ovi got one in at the end. Yeah.
He had one. It was amazing. And Cliff was like, just giving like the money sign and like, hey, don't eat all that time.
He was unbelievable.
He was pissed. I think he was pissed because he was blindsided as well. Remember, I'm laughing about the fact that Nicole was blindsided into staying, but Cliff thought he was staying.
Yeah.
And he was not. And so there's six people who voted against him who he had no idea that they were going to vote against him. So he's going to have questions now that he's back.
Oh, yeah. So this was really a crazy night. And we'll talk about the three camp comeback people that we said goodbye to.
Yeah.
But Caitlin, my big question here is, we had the reveal of the six shooters from Brent. How many weeks ago was that scene that we saw tonight about shooters?
Like, 2 weeks ago, I was like, they didn't talk. Like,
it's
I saw
thing that that Jack shaved his beard today. That would have been a real problem. We had to put it in post production. Caitlin, is tonight a good night for the six shooters or a bad night for the six shooters?
It all depends on how they now handle this moving forward, what they're going to say to Nick and Belle. I have no...
They save Nicole, but the guy that they tried to knock out of the game and blindside Nick and Bella stayed, and now they have that, and that piece is still there.
Truly, I don't think anyone won. Like, nobody wins tonight. Honestly, like, yes, it's kind of ironic that the plan that they had now is not working out. Great, that's fine. But like, I also don't feel like it's any sort of karma because Nick and Bella suck too. So it's like now they get this extra shot. Like, now
zero sum game.
Yeah, this just sucks. Everything sucks. No, about
Brent,
I really do have to call to the carpet, though, the six shooters, because as Taryn pointed out on the morning updates and all throughout the week when we were talking about this potential blindside tonight, they had it well within their power to bring in Nick and Bella in on the plan to keep Nicole. They could have put it out there, brought them around so that they didn't blindside them and the rest of the house in doing so. But they didn't do that. They wanted the television moment of the blindside, but everybody knows.
Pretend like it was Big Brother 20.
Big Brother 20, nobody knew where anybody else voted. Here, everybody does know where everybody else voted, including Kat, who went into the diary room and had something to say about her vote when she was like, I'm voting on Nicole, but don't think I don't know what's happening tonight. To believe that what happened is they went through with their plan, the six shooters, because there was some dissension in the six shooters. Jackson and Holly did not want to let in Kat on what was going on. Everybody else did. They wanted to bring Kat in at the last minute and tell her. So I think they eventually came to some sort of a conclusion, like, we'll tell her, but we'll tell her like 2 minutes beforehand. So I think they told Kat what was happening like right before the vote tonight. Obviously, what?
Well, why didn't she vote to evict
Cliff? I don't know. I can't explain.
We'll find out.
Okay. Maybe she just wanted the TV moment of it all. I'm not sure, but I have to believe that she was brought in on the plan. Hey, this is what's happening. You can still vote the way you want. In fact, that would be fine. I think they just wanted to have their moment to say, like, for Nick to realize that without him and Bella, the six people who he thought he trusted all voted against what he wanted to happen tonight. To answer your original question about who won, winners and losers tonight, six shooters to me is a big loser. And that is the reason why is because they went ahead with this blindsided and didn't bring in anybody else in on the plan. If they would at least told them, hey, this is what we've considered, think keeping Nicole, maybe it's a good idea to get Cliff out because he's friends with Ovi has the power, blah, blah, blah. I think they could have, look, they're good. They could have convinced Nick and Bella to go along with this, but they wanted to basically laugh in their face. And Taryn was also right about how two-faced they are, especially Jackson, because you saw at the end of the episode, they're like, oh, well, you know, we thought you didn't care which way we voted. So we all just decided collectively that we were all going to vote Cliff out of the game.
And the chat is saying about how Holly told Kat, and they're going to have Kat be a mole to go back to the other side.
Was that on the feed? Okay, because I mean, if I didn't see that earlier today, if it happened, maybe the chat can tell me. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. So, but now this has to be a wake up call here, Caitlin, where we have now. So for Nick and for Bella and for Sam, that we have that they have to know. Okay, now this time this is not a drill.
These
people are not with us. Wasted my HOH, and this was bad.
They don't know, that's a huge problem.
And now we have, and we still have Cliff.
We still have Cliff.
And then could we, is it, Bella was saved, though, by the other side.
What do you mean? She was saved by the other side?
I'm sorry. Nicole was saved by the other side.
Oh, yeah, Nicole was saved by the other side.
So they lose that number. I don't know how they could get this thing back right side up.
Well, I don't think that's an option for them. Now the best case scenario for this week, let's pray to the heavens that either Catherine Nicole or Cliff wins HOH. What's going to happen? What do you think would happen?
I don't even know if that's a guarantee that they would necessarily do what we wanted to. By the way, the chat did point out to me that Holly did tell her. I must have missed that. It happened earlier today where she brought in Kat in on the plan. But, I mean, Rob, the tale of this week is going to be told if I keep doing the same thing you do with Nick, Nicole, and Nick. If Nick and Bella fall for the six shooters'
can't fall for it again.
Rob, denial is a very heavy drug, and they might be willing to say, "Oh, well, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously they didn't tell us, but we're still good, right?" I mean, like, it's really like we talked about on the roundtable. It is very hard to confront the fact that you are in deep doo doo, and so I feel like that they might actually believe this BS.
You also have Cliff, who I'm sure was getting assurances from that side, and much like what happened to Ovi, and Ovi took it well, I don't know if Cliff is going to necessarily not file that away and say, hold on, all these people told me I was safe and they all voted against me tonight.
This whole episode, like yesterday and today, I just have the biggest pit in my stomach.
About
what? In my throat, in my stomach, just everything. It just doesn't feel kosher. You know what I mean? And nothing feels kosher.
Right. Well, I guess it depends what you're getting. But so let's talk about this. So what is it that you're what's upsetting you, Caitlin?
Okay, well, let's take it back just very briefly because I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yes, do you need some Caitlin all?
Yeah, like 9,000 milligrams for sure. Let's start with yesterday just very briefly because I didn't get to touch on it. But all of the bullying that happened, I'm actually so glad that we did get to see that. If I'm going to get any time cut out of my episode for showing that, I'm glad that that's what it was for. It needs to be seen. I'm glad that we saw everything that happened with the door in the HOH room. Great. Still put a pin in my stomach. Today, with the blind side and this and that and just Cliff and guys, elephant in the room, although it's not really an elephant in the room because we're all going to talk about it. I've personally felt very, very uncomfortable watching the three exit interviews with Julie just now. Like nothing about this was exciting to me. Although I'm very happy for Cliff, it just felt very gross. I didn't know what to feel. It just didn't feel right. And I feel sad just for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. So
I will say, Rob, that I mean, like, Cliff coming back into the game is completely separate from how I feel. I am so happy for Cliff.
Nobody's anti-Cliff.
Right. We're not anti-Cliff. However, it was really depressing to watch Ovi, David, and Kemi just go, like, basically have no chance. I mean, once they started this comp, 40 seconds into it, I was like, oh, my God. Like, they could have done so much more with this, with the wall comp and endurance comp. I don't know why they did this BB16 bullshit.
Well, look, I don't know if we could really nitpick the competition that they chose here. So that we thought that they were going to do, well, I think they split the baby tonight where they said, okay, well, we could start this HOH competition and then end it on Thursday. But they gave us something. I think that they gave us, instead of an HOH competition, we got to see Camp Comeback competition. Then we'll see an endurance competition on Sunday night. So I don't think you can nitpick the competition, but I think that when you had then where you get the shot of David and Ovi and Kemi, and as soon as I saw that, I said, oh, this is not a great look. Yeah. And my entire Twitter timeline is just screenshots of these three people of that. Here is what is the problem here? Where with Big Brother 21? What has Big Brother 21 done?
That is the only good thing that can come out of tonight. I'm serious. I mean, unless you're a fan of Cliff or you're his family. Him winning and staying in the game.
Don't make this anti-Cliff. Cliff had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I'm trying to say that you know I'm not anti-Cliff.
No, I'm just saying in general, not you.
Yeah, of course, of course. Like, Cliff is completely separate from what's happening, which gave us the optics of these three people being on stage with Julie to the point where I felt like they had to confront it, Rob. Mm-hmm. Like, if Kemi had won and Cliff would have been out, the statement, the visual would not have been as powerful as what we got tonight. Yeah. I do hope that will lead to some change.
Well, I feel like that Julie, Caitlin, really did what was trying to broach the subject of was this house biased against the people that looked differently from the other people? And I felt like that she was at least trying to go back to where one of Julie's most memorable moments hosting the show back in Big Brother 15, where she confronted Aaron about the issues with the racism with I believe it was Candace in that house,
right?
And that Julie, I think David must have said something about that during, in the commercial, and she said, and I think that she was really trying to what did you say about this during the commercial? And I totally can understand why those guys did not want to go on national television and necessarily,
That's the thing. Like, I wanted David to say something. I felt like Julie wanted him to say something. Yeah. But on the other hand, looking at them, do they need to say anything?
In defense of the three people on the stage, where, and maybe tomorrow when we have our, you know, when they do their exit press and they have a chance to get on social media and say, okay, we were reading the room right.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly. Wow, that is exactly right.
They are blindsided. They don't know necessarily about what the, you know, they may have suspicions, but maybe they want to confirm those suspicions before they you know, go out there and say things publicly and really, you know, put their reputation on the line in terms of, you know, saying something that that might be hasty in to say without really confirming with other people have the same suspicion.
I guarantee all three of them are sitting there being like, are we the only one seeing this? But again, like you just said, they don't know. They can't confirm. They have no idea. The second that they get those questions in the morning that you get the morning after you get evicted, you're going to be in the hotel room tonight, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you do before you get your phone back, before anything, is you sit on the phone with the PR person, you answer a shit ton of questions, and then you do other podcasts, whatever, all of that press. Once you start getting those questions is when you realize, oh, so like when I was getting the questions, so like, what do you think your friends and your boyfriend felt of you? Like, we get it. Like, I'm starting to understand what's happening here. Like, when you said you were communicating with Tyler's dad, we all, okay, guys, now you're starting to get the theme.
Sure.
They will get the theme within 4 minutes tomorrow, and then they'll be able to speak.
So this is actually a really good question. So I remember when you went through the exit press that you didn't get your phone back until after.
Yes.
Can you just talk a little bit about what that process is like?
Yeah, so you get, you go through the entire process of doing press, great. And then when you're done, you, let's say you're flying back to your hometown or you're getting driven back because you live in California, you will get your phone when everything's said and done. I personally had production turn my phone on about an hour before I got it back just because I didn't want ding, 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 like when I got it. So when eventually, even though I got my phone back when I was done, I did not look at it for another 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, you need the adjustment period. And then when you do see your phone, it's quite a lot. But they will all have their phones tomorrow night, tomorrow evening at some point. I'm sure maybe Ovi will post or something. I can see some people waiting though. Like, this is going to be they're going to be shocked. They don't realize that this is not a greatly popular and
they
loved season.
They might know.
But they might not. They honestly might. I don't, again, like you said, they might have suspicions, but I don't think they truly realize the impact of this season.
But when they come out, I think that they will really, I think that they will be heartened, Brent, by when they end up seeing the support that they have on the outside.
I think they will be heartened. I also think that Cammy will be very heartened to watch Julie Chen Moonves tweet. For those of you who don't follow her Twitter, Julie quoted Cammy in a tweet earlier tonight, just 1 hour ago, while the show was going on.
What'd she say?
And said, Jack's obsession with hating me is so confusing. That was a quote from Cammy. And Julie says, well, Cammy, a lot of people out there agree with you. And with a very funny gif of, I forget who this person is, but he's from America's Next Top Model.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's just, she did that.
Yeah, she actually said something about it. And I was like, oh, that's great, because I, along with many other people, have been very sick about the Golden Boy edit that Jack has been getting on the show. I do feel like with tonight and last night that edit is starting to take a bit of a turn. Mm-hmm. And I'm hopeful that it will be a little bit more accurate moving forward.
I can almost guarantee it's going to be very, very accurate moving forward.
I was stunned that they showed the conversation with the water bottle, the shaker in the fridge.
That was... That was a great moment on the show, and I thought that was really capped off by Kemi's impression of Jack about keeping the water bottle in the fridge.
What happens if the rest of us put our blender bottles in the fridge?
Yeah, she was like, not bad.
The one thing I didn't like was I felt like they tried to have it like both sides are good people kind of thing, where she said like, well, I'm stubborn and he's stubborn. I felt like they were using that little clip of her to sort of wash away some of his culpability, and I didn't really care for that.
I feel like that they were kind of anti-Jack. I think that this is okay. Really starting to turn against
Jack. I know the chat's with me on that, but I felt like I didn't love that. Okay. They could have left that part out.
I thought it was a good moment, Caitlin, that we got a profile on all of the other Camp Comeback people that were in there, where we really got to see in terms of like what are they thinking heading into the Camp Comeback competition. I think I would, of the three, I was most disappointed that David did not get back into the house, because I felt like that David had the best chance to win the game of these four.
Absolutely. He 100% could have won the game. That being said, I don't think we're done with David. I think...
How so?
I could see them using him for maybe something else or another show. I mean, all of them.
Is David to Love Island?
Oh, I would... Let me just say one thing.
Okay.
hot take alert. Spoiler. David is truly one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
I swear.
David is getting his phone back soon.
She's not just saying that. When I was talking tea with Caitlin a few days ago, she also said that.
I'm not just saying this because we're on.
She's not just saying that.
I mean it. My heart fluttered, and I was not expecting it. Holy moly. I mean, and then he had to just like run upstairs to camp, come back, and I could never see him again. And I was like,
yeah, well, we hated
that.
Fun
while it lasted. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But my
God, was the sucky part. Caitlin, for you to host the veto competition and all the people who you wanted to hang out with.
Oh my God. Fun fact, when they were all leaving, I was like, Nicole, and she like turned around in the backyard and she's like, what's up? I was like, just do me a favor and send my love to Camp Comeback. And they all heard and they were like, okay. Like they could tell I didn't.
Oh,
like
Camp Comeback, they're real people. They're like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, well, we want the full play by play.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Coming up here in a little bit. And then, Brent, do we know, has the HOH competition started, or is that going to be later on into the night?
It has not started yet. There were some trolls in the chat earlier saying that they thought so-and-so was HOH, but no, there is no HOH competition yet. Okay. It will be later on tonight, and I don't think we will probably have an answer by the end of this podcast. I think that would be unlikely.
Okay.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Brent, if somebody from the Six Shooters wins HOH, is it Nick and Bella?
Looks like it. It depends on who it is, though. Some people feel like Sam is the bigger obstacle. I'm really all over the place tonight, but I really have to call to the carpet as well, Sam, for going along with this BS when he knows that the alliance is. He was told so by Bella. You heard Kemi in her exit interview talk about who she was rooting for to win the game.
I was surprised.
Sam. I know, but that's because Sam has been good with the outside people, because he is a bottom feeder. He's been saying it. He had it right the first time. You are a bottom feeder, so start acting like one. I'm so frustrated with him. He's probably going to be nominated this week if certain people like Tommy have their way. And Tommy has a lot of influence with the house, especially in 6.
Yeah, I think the person that needs the HOH the most this week. Well, what about Sam? Well, I mean, I know Nick and Bella. Nick can't play. Bella is on the hot seat, but a Sam HOH, Caitlin. Could you just imagine it?
I can't imagine it. It would be awesome.
Yeah,
I can also see him winning HOH and then being dumb enough to put up like Nicole and Cliff. Like I could see him doing that. I don't want to go against this entire alliance. If I do this, then I'll be the big target. It'd be easier to just go after these two bottom feeders, that I'm not, and then fade away. That's not gonna work, Sam.
I was telling Rob before that I would like to see a cis HOH. Just for fun. Just like for...
I don't think that's fun.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys.
I mean, you know.
Well, now I'm really hoping for it. Just
it'd be better than Jack, I'll say that, but...
Oh God, please don't get me started.
Yeah. Okay. For Nick and Bella, Caitlin, do you see where they should go next? I mean, this has to be for them.
I don't know
now.
Why. I don't know why. But when you said that, I like started envisioning like you meant like in life, like outside the game. Like, so like, are they going to go on a trip to Spain? Like, are they going to make it work?
Yeah,
long
will
distance?
They make it work?
No.
You don't think they can stand the test of time?
They will not be together forever.
They won't be out there promoting Love Island season 2 next summer.
Oh, it's like,
hey,
it's very
we
possible.
Found love in the Big Brother house.
Oh no, that's possible, but they won't be together forever.
This is the L word on the show tonight,
guys. Oh my God, let's like talk about that. Did anyone on the feed see that happening? Like, when have they professed love? Like, I was shooketh to the core when I saw that. It was I love you too. Like we were all supposed to know that they were in love. What?
Yeah,
did you guys know that? Did you know that they were in love?
I did not know that they were in love. I know sometimes people throw that word around, especially in the Big Brother house when feelings are strong and you feel like you've lived with people.
I love you.
I know. I will say, Rob, that you know there may be hope for Nick, because he did say, I think it was yesterday when he was kicking around the possibility that he could be betrayed by his own people and they would keep Nicole. He said, probably not going to happen, but if they did, I would just join up with the outsiders. Now, that's happened now. Now what will he do? If somebody like Bella, Sam, or one of the outsiders wins HOH, I am hoping that he is smart enough to realize he needs to get with them. Like, this is war. He is really in the crosshairs here. He needs to make something happen. And he's not somebody that I'm necessarily rooting for, but at least as far as the game is concerned, I need to have some pushback to the six shooters. And Nick and Bella need to realize that they're on the outs. But that's a tough thing to do.
I'm really uncomfortable with the alliance name, six shooters.
People not realize. They don't want to confront the fact that they are in trouble.
Oh, well, I don't like... Do you want to hear my notes?
Yes, please.
Yes, of course.
Kayla's going to read from her notes. Okay. Please.
Yeah, thank you. Quiet on set. Okay. Thanks. excuse me. Let me just get to the right one.
Okay.
I'm sorry this is taking so long, but I could just say it off the top of my head. I said... Oh... Why does each alliance name need a number? Where's the creativity? Like Faute.
Yes, that's right.
Like, give me an acronym. I don't need to hear six. Put it in an acronym. Five of us till the end.
Right.
Give me some creativity. Like, come on. You guys are so unoriginal. I'm bored.
Right. We don't like alliance names with numbers. I've been on this for years.
Oh, my God. Enough is enough. And everything they do has a number. Undeniable.
Yeah.
Grateful.
Right.
The six
That's so terrible.
Shooters. Mm-hmm. What is it going to be like? Oh, yeah.
You have to be thrilled that you're part of an alliance that then became a verb. Like, we always say, like, oh, they're going to Faute it up. You know what I mean? Like, that's amazing.
I deliver to the universe. I give you.
You did. You manifested it.
Yes. Okay. All right.
You're so, over me. Should I leave?
Well,
no. I love you.
Let's hear a little bit about your adventure.
Are we sure we're done? We're done with all this other stuff?
Well, what else do you want to talk about?
Okay.
Just
brief notes. Nicole in a bra. All she wore was a bra tonight. I didn't think that was very on brand of her, but maybe she was getting ready for a competition.
She did say this to everybody.
A very wise and strong woman told me to grab life by the boobs, and that's what I want you guys to do. Not grab my boobs, but I mean, maybe later we'll celebrate. I don't know.
This was a breast-heavy episode on Nicole's end, not on brand.
Yes, okay.
Disney Channel is watching. I am the vice president of the Cliff of Maniacs. Okay, I can't believe Christy told Bella and Nick her power. Holy hell. Cliff is not dangerous. Why are we getting him out? Cliff and the moon are in a showman's. Nick and Bella are saying, I love you. That's crazy. Holly, just say, I vote to evict. And then I wrote this.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
That's been bugging the shit out of me and the BB president on Twitter, is that Holly doesn't know how to vote. Can somebody, or maybe it was Ligori. I think it was Ligori who was bitching about the fact that Holly, for like three weeks straight, doesn't know how to say, I vote to evict blank.
They shouldn't count her vote. It should be like Jeopardy. If you don't say, what is, sorry, that was not in the form of a question. We cannot accept.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. I am with you, Rob.
Okay, that's all I have to say about that. Yes. I just needed to get...
Thank you for bringing that up, Caitlin. I forgot about that, and I forgot to write that down.
That's why I take hard-hitting notes.
Okay.
Thank you,
sir.
All right. So Caitlin, we want to hear about your night in the Big Brother house hosting the veto competition.
Let's take it from the top.
Okay. Please.
I show up in the green room. So many snacks. Like, oh my God, was fed like a queen.
Yes.
Took a lot home. I have more Rice Krispie treats than I know what to do with in my house. Not great for my thighs. That being said, really, really wonderful food. Great. Heath comes in, who's head of doing the competitions. He's the one that makes all the games, makes all the stuff. And he's like, are you excited for tonight? And I'm like, yeah, like, of course, this is such like an honor. Thanks for having me. Again, had no idea what the comp was. He goes, what do you think this is? And I was like, well, we're obviously doing a puzzle here. Like, come on, we're doing puzzles. And he's like, do you like know what the puzzles are? And I'm like, well, like, I would assume of everyone doing, you know, the veto comp. And he's like, do you want to see what it is? And I was like, sure. So he turns over a piece of paper, and on this like regular computer piece of paper is the cartoon of me. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cute. Like, who made this for me? This is so nice. And he's like, I don't think this is registering with you. Like, everyone's doing this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, like the competition is everyone's doing a puzzle of me? Like, why would I ever, why would I be so full of myself to ever think that anyone would be doing a puzzle of me? That doesn't make any sense. I'm freaking out. Obviously, the producers were dying because they were like, they didn't expect it. So then they give me my script, which they read off to me, but they were like, just read through this. And then I see at the end of the script when it says, are you guys ready to play The Haunting of Caitlin Herman? And I just lose my, I'm like, when has this ever happened? It was very exciting. I was very flattered. A lot of fun. Come into the house, something that you guys didn't get to see. Ring the doorbell. When everyone comes in the house, they typically say, I'm back. I went in at about 7 p.m. So I opened the door and I said, hey guys, when's dinner? And they are screaming bloody murder. Mm-hmm. First one to hug me was Catherine. Then we had a bit of a meltdown from Tommy, like hyperventilating, not great. Then that's when I said hi to everyone else. They were all very, very kind, very excited to see me. Went over, did the thing like that you guys, of course, didn't see. I don't know if you guys remember what happened to me last season, but it was a huge nightmare. Everyone got dressed and meet me in the back. It's time for the meeting. Yeah, right, you guys got it. Great. Then we had to wait about 2 hours till the sun went down because it's like creepy vibes. So had a salad, ate some more Rice Krispie treats. Really,
so
like,
you were in there the entire time for 2 hours.
No, while no. Then I went back to the green room.
Yeah,
I saw them for legit 5 seconds.
Right. Okay.
Then we all hung out, had a snack, really good times. We go back out. It was awesome. Seeing all of it was really cool. I will say this. Now we're getting to the heavy hitters. Now we're getting to what they acted like around me. Someone that just did not stop speaking, didn't stop. You could tell everything he was doing, saying he was trying to get my attention. Nick, he didn't stop. Like, he literally didn't stop everything. You know how he does like the Julie 10, perfect 10, or whatever he said the first time?
Yeah.
He was like trying to do those with me. And I was just like rolling my eyes at him, and people like started to notice and they were laughing at it. Another thing, Jack, he was a spectator. He was just sitting on the stools the whole time. He was staring at me, would not break eye contact the entire time. Mm-hmm. I had a headpiece in. They were like, Jack's staring at Caitlin again. Like, I mean, it was so uncomfortable. It was so crazy. Mm-hmm. And then when I leave.
What is that? What is that? Why is he staring at you?
I have no idea. But then he has the audacity when I leave. Did you see that conversation?
Yes.
When
yes,
Jackson
I did.
Goes, Caitlin's hot. And he goes, she's just another female face we haven't seen in a few weeks. Like, she was in 2 hours of makeup. Honey.
Yeah, let's go give us the Caitlin shot here. Okay. How dare he?
How dare he?
How dare you, Jack? Where do you get off, buddy?
Yes, where do you get off saying that I'm in 2 hours of makeup and that I'm just like another female face? I don't think you're hot either, sir.
Work, girl.
Okay.
Work.
What do you think about Jack shaving his beard?
Yeah.
That help or hurt things?
Hurt.
He was better with the beard.
I would rather like him just like hide. Like the more now we see his face, like the more we see his soul, and I'm not thrilled.
Getting closer.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, we're getting closer to his soul.
Caitlin, I just want to give you mega props for, and I know that this wasn't your doing, the whole puzzle thing, but even before that, you've been able to laugh at yourself, which is what Big Brother is about. Like, once you're out of the house, you have to be able to laugh at yourself. I feel like a lot of people aren't able to laugh at themselves, and the fact that you're able to confront everything like that, and like Grandpa Lou and all the stuff that happened with regard to your eviction and the non-puzzle, like, girl, I'm so happy for you. You're like living your best life right now. And I feel like it's good karma that you put out in the universe when you act like that and let it roll off your back. And I feel like you're getting all the love now in return.
I appreciate it. It's just so funny because this is the way like I've always been. I'm always able to laugh at myself. But you guys saw like a very, very like sensitive, crazy person in the house. So you would have never known like, oh, she'll be fine when she comes out. Where my friends and family were like, she's going to be fine. But I could tell why everyone else was like, shit, this is going to go south.
What was it like for you? You have not been in there since you left, right?
Yeah. It was very, very cool. I was very nervous. And it was I'm not going to lie, it was awesome. And it's everyone's dream to be asked back to do a competition. It was such a cool experience. That being said, it didn't feel like the Big Brother house I was in. Everything, like aesthetically, it's a darker house. There is energetically and like physically and metaphysically a darker house. So like, it just didn't feel like, I didn't feel nostalgic in any way because it wasn't similar.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
What was it like for you to go in there and you know how everybody in the outside world has been feeling about this cast and has been talking about this cast? Ooh. Well, how hard is that to go in there and then not tell them things about the perception of them from the outside world?
You know, at the end of the competition, I was able to just kind of like stand there for a few minutes and Sam says to me, so is this a really good season? Does America really like this season? Are we doing really well?
Uh-huh.
And I look at him and I said, well, I'm not allowed to say anything, but I will say one thing. And they all like got quiet. And I was like, just remember that like we hear everything you're saying. So just like stop talking so much shit. And they were like, you could tell they were thinking like, when did I talk shit? Like going off in their own corners. And I didn't, there were people on live feeds or on Twitter being like, oh my God, Caitlin told them to stop talking shit about Big Brother 20. Never said that. Like I just said, stop talking shit. We all hear you. Like not a big deal. Like,
right, take it easy.
So yeah, everyone take it easy. And I meant like about each other, about, you know, the outside world. So, you know, that's all I said. I made it very clear that I was deeply obsessed with Nicole. I literally gave her the biggest hug and was like, I love you. You're doing great. And I think Holly heard me, which I don't give a shit. And I don't think production cared either because she's great. And she had a meltdown the night before. Everyone was bullying her. So whatever. She needed my love, truly. And overall, great experience. Again, super flattered. For the people that watched, thank you. Obviously, I would have liked for you to see all of the things that happened. But yesterday was just a pack-filled episode. And like I said, I'm glad that we got to finally see the bullying going on in the house and the truth behind what's happening versus you guys seeing me ask what's for dinner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay.
Excellent.
All right. Brent, any other questions about the veto hosting?
No more questions about the veto competition, I don't think.
Okay.
I think we're good. Here's one from Craig, Craig's version 2 on Twitter. He said, for Kate, Caitlin, did anyone's reaction with you during the POV competition gig surprise you? And it says, we love you here on RHAP. Oh, there you have it. Fabulous.
Did anyone's interaction surprise? You know what?
Negatively or positively? Besides,
I really, really... and I thought it was going to be a make or break with this particular person. And I really enjoyed Holly. It's not like we had a long time to talk or anything like that, but there was just something about her that I like really liked. I thought she was really sweet. She was so like happy to meet me and grateful. And I really liked her. I really liked her. So hopefully she doesn't mess up too much because I want to keep rooting for her.
She's a serious player. I feel like she has a shot to win the whole thing. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Caitlin, last night you did such a great job of telling the scary story about the nightmare that you had in the Big Brother house.
I
thought it might be fun if we could maybe on the podcast tonight tell our own scary story. Are you up for that?
I'm
ready.
You
want to talk more about some nightmares?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, all right. Let's hit the lights here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. There was a house in Studio City, and it was a house that was filled with very evil people.
Am I continuing?
Yeah, you go. Now you keep going.
This house was similar to every child's worst nightmare.
In the refrigerator, there was no room for groceries.
Which is interesting.
Because Jackson eats all day. Because there were way too many shaker bottles.
But you would think that there would be room for the shaker bottles, considering Jackson eats all the food in the fridge. So why is there not room for everyone's shaker bottle?
Then there's a room where they put all the people who get voted out, and they make them wear Cub Scout uniform. And I only wish that we would have gotten to see Cliff wear the camp comeback uniform, because that would have been very funny. But we didn't get to see it.
And you want to know how I know that? Because I watched Big Brother live tonight. Can we stop this nonsense?
All right, let's put the lights on. Okay. All right, so that was a kind of a visual thing for the podcast.
It was improv. Okay. It was improv.
All right. Okay.
By the way, Caitlin, his name is Snackson. It's not Jackson.
Snackson.
We renamed
him. Oh, Snackson.
Because he is a
Snackson.
Snack, or he's always snacking.
I will
Brian.
Give him this.
Snacking, Rob. No.
Listen, speaking of him being a snack or not, he is way better looking in person than he is on TV. I'll give him that.
Okay.
I'll give him that. I'm not gonna lie on that one. He's way better looking in person.
Okay.
So.
All right.
A positive.
All right, Brett. Anything else you want to say about the episode tonight?
Again, I'm just amazed at how Cliff just totally killed that competition. I mean, in history of Big Brother, I've never seen somebody just absolutely just blow away the competition. Like, it wasn't even a thought. And I love Cliff getting a little cocky at the end where he's like, I don't need that much time, Julie. Like, that was giving me life. I know that this wasn't the result that everybody wanted, but Cliff winning that, again, all six shooters voted against him. He knows it. If we get the right combination of an HOH tonight, could be really fun. Even with six shooters winning HOH, even if we don't get the result we want, they're probably still going to go after some combination of Sam, Nick, or Bella, which is going to let the people that we enjoy fade more into the background.
Right. So. Caitlin, Cliff, he survived his brush with eviction tonight. Do you think that Cliff can come back from this? Can he rebound and make a deep run?
Yeah, anything's possible. Absolutely. I think now there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I really feel like that this might be a best case scenario for Cliff moving forward from this, Brent. The camp comeback is over, which was a major problem for Cliff, and I really feel
really
like
was.
That with the house, the Nick and Bella versus the six shooters, this is a real opportunity for Cliff.
Yeah.
Yes, it is an opportunity for him. He needs the fire in the house to continue. Like, he does not want things to settle back down to where they were before, because I feel like that's when he is more in danger. As long as there are more two sides of the house, I do feel like Cliff will continue to go the distance. I agree with your assessment as well. Now that camp comeback is over, I feel like he's a real threat to go the distance. I said that in the beginning, but I didn't realize what the ramifications of camp comeback would, you know, rot on the house. Now that it's dead, I do feel like Cliff is probably in-game potential.
Okay.
I really am hoping that this week, you know, for the last member of our pre-jury, we see someone in that eight.
Okay.
That's, I hope.
All right. So how many people are going to now be evicted before we get to the jury? So is it another 9-person jury? So two more people.
Yeah, if it's a 9-person jury, which I have to assume it probably will be, then plus a 2 in the final 2, that means that we need 5 people kicked out of the house. And right now we only have 3. So we have to get rid of 2 more people at least before a 9-person jury starts. Yeah, okay. It's a little wonky, Kate, because it's like we evicted 4 people, but yet one of them came back. So
That would be really good if we got like 2 mm-hmm. head honchos out.
Yeah.
And remember, Christy still has her diamond POV to screw with potentially someone's nominations, but possession of the veto is of utmost importance.
Yeah. It's too bad we didn't get to see the nightmare power ever. I know we talked about your nightmare, Caitlin, but no nightmare power.
No, I wish we saw it, but I'm
really,
sure we'll
Caitlin,
see more twists.
I know you know people. I mean, like you said, you just were there a few days ago. Why can't you tell people, the producers of Big Brother, that these kind of powers work best when they are forbidden from talking about them? I do feel like that they should go the Big
Brother. That's not a fair position to put Caitlin in, where she comes in. And
No. I'm just ranting to her.
Wait, but I did do that. Of course you know I did that.
I feel like that in general, that it would be better if the producers went the Big Brother Canada route and told their house guests, like, if you tell anybody about this power, you may be evicted. Like, that's what they do on Big Brother Canada. And it gives us great, great television. But in Big Brother US, they can't keep their freaking mouth shut because they're allowed to talk about it. And then, like, even if this nightmare power had taken place, we wouldn't have gotten the spectacle because everyone would have known that it was coming, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Brent, I walk into that room and all the exec producers know the second I come in, I'm a handful. And I even said, let's get out an easel. I have a lot of things to say.
You should bring your legal pad next time.
I'm going to bring my pad. But they knew I had a lot to say. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, we have a lot to discuss. And they're like, you think we don't know this? Like, you think we don't know? Like, they know. They are doing incredible jobs at a very difficult, difficult position. There's, you know, it's not just one person's decision. It's a group of like 10 of them. And it's very difficult for them to make everyone happy, try to do this, try to execute it. Just know that they're not watching this and they're not like proud. They're not like, they are in the general consensus of America too. So anything I say in one ear, the other. Mm-hmm. Always like, good job, Caitlin. Thanks for the notes.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know how anybody could be proud looking at that visual on stage with Julie. I mean, I know
pretty
I was.
Rough. Pretty rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. In terms of the Christy telling Nick and Bella about her power, what did you think about that, Caitlin?
So silly.
Yeah.
So silly. I mean, oh my God. It makes me physically ill. Because now what? Now what is she going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What a...
Why was she telling them? And Rob, she told Caitlin, she told them about this power while at the same time planning on betraying them.
I know, right.
It's just craziness on her part.
That Nick was talking about Brussels sprouts. You hear the way he was talking to her, Brent?
Well, yeah, but I take your point, Rob, the craziness of it all. But, I mean, she at
that
least...
That was great on Wednesday night.
It was really fun. I love the way they edited that. Yeah. Because that's how it felt to us. Like, that's how crazy it felt to us. But at the very least, at bottom line, Christy knows that she is the instigator of this plot to betray Nick and Bella and keep Nicole in the house and vote Cliff out. She knew that going into that ceremony, that's the plan. Why are you then going to tell the people that you're planning on kicking out of your alliance about your most secret power? You are just nuts.
She can't help it.
Yeah, she can't. A lot of them just can't help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to have any sort of self-control in that house. I will say, I wasn't a huge fan of Christy in the beginning because she was talking so much shit about me, but she did apologize to me on the live feeds when I left the house and said, after her freak out, she said, I'm starting to realize that I judge Caitlin because I didn't think she was really a spiritual person, but now I'm noticing that after being in this house, you cannot remain a truly spiritual person. So I do give her credit for recognizing, her judgment.
Okay. Let's bring in some questions from the listeners. And we have Scott is a late arrival. Let's take some of these questions. And then I've got some that were tweeted to me as well. Who's better with balls, Cliff or Keith Nail? Heyo, Melissa Bott. Easy. Cliff did have that bad date that one time. Okay. Dog Jays of Summer wants to know, for Caitlin, what does it feel like to be the only past house guest to have an entire comp and segment built around your iconic exit?
I'm not worthy, truly.
You're not worthy.
No.
You are.
But it's still one of those things, guys, like when you haven't even really processed that you even got on the show and it's still a year later and then that happens, it's like... Like what? Like all, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone, all my friends, all my family were just like, this is iconic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's epic. And it does validate the fact that they do, production at least, like they do really appreciate me and they value the fact that I'm a good sport. And
you know, Caitlin, I have to say, I'm really praying that we have Rockstar on to host the OTEV competition.
I think it'd be a huge miss for them to at least, I don't think they'd send her out, but I think at least to get the recording so she does the voice. Like, I don't see why they wouldn't
would
do
good.
That.
She has a great voice.
Yeah, that, I mean, that would be perfect.
Yeah,
it would be really good. I think that they should be doing that. It would be a huge miss if they didn't, honestly.
Yeah. No, that would be great. It could be Otev's daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
Go get the present
Rob,
for my daughter.
I love you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That would be really great.
Her birthday's on Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, I know the timing's not going to work out for the actual birthday, but it could be
Otev's daughter. Yeah,
Otev's daughter's birthday. Go get my present.
Oh my God, Otev's a dad.
Yeah, Otev could be a mom.
Or a mom.
Yeah. Either one. You know, Kayla, I just want to say before I forget also, so I was just in Minneapolis this week. Robin Akiva need a podcast live, and I got to meet a lot of the fans out there, and I heard from so many people in person. Oh, wow. Caitlin was so great on the podcast. I thought we had so much nice feedback after the episode last week, but so many people came up to me in person and talked about how much fun you are, how great it is to have you here on the podcast.
So nice.
And, you know, how much, what a fun dynamic we have on the show. Aww. And I really was, so many people just came and told me in person as well.
That's so sweet. Thanks, guys. I feel like we did get a lot of positive feedback.
You do, Caitlin. I mean, you bring so much like light to the show.
Thanks.
I mean, I'm just happier than I normally would be. I mean, I love Big Brother, so I'm happy to podcast about it. But podcasting with you and watching you is very, very fun.
Brent, thank you. That's so, you guys
You're
are
welcome.
All so nice here.
All right. Let's take this question from a BB Survivor fan. With both sides of the alliance now realizing that Nicole was telling them the truth the whole time about the other side, does this mean that both sides should be fighting for her allegiance or fighting to
Yes.
What happens next for our Long Island hero, Nicole?
Well, I feel like people are really going to be fighting for allegiance, 100%. She's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Queen. Yes.
I mean, it would be great if we end up getting a scene with Nick talking with Nicole about, you know, exactly like, wait, you were everything? Everything was really? That
well,
was
it's
real?
A really weird dynamic tonight, though, because remember, like, the people who saved Nicole are the people that she was throwing under the bus, the six shooters.
Yeah.
So it's a weird dynamic where, like, I will say that Nicole is smart enough. Like, if Nicole wins HOH, like, God forbid, even, like, put that across the universe. But if she does, she has said she's not going to go after Nick and Bella. She's going to go after Jack and Jackson. But like once she realizes that Nick and Bella really wanted her eviction and were pushing for it and Jack and Jackson saved her, how would she feel then?
She should not win HOH, right, Brent?
Yeah, she should. I don't think she should win HOH. She needs to let this other stuff settle out. I think that'll just bring her to the forefront.
I cannot wait to find out who HOH is going to be. I really can't.
By the way, I am also looking forward to Nick finally owning his BS and realizing that Nicole was telling him at least partly the truth the entire time, because he just to watch him on the show tonight and how indignant he was about Nicole, like, playing the game with him and, you know, telling him about what his alliance was really thinking about him. It was so hard to watch knowing what. No, I'm hoping now you might get it, but based on what I saw at the end of the episode, he was still looking like it, Rob, it's like this, where there's 10 paths in front of you and 9 of them are like all of the truth. You'll pick the one path that's not the truth so that you can stay in denial, because that's the easy path. I feel like Nick might be one person. He might be a person like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's take this question from Brew Paula Lover. Who do you think has more of a chance to go far, Cliff or Nicole? Let's handicap this one. Cliff or Nicole? Who gets further in the game, Caitlin?
I think Cliff.
Cliff. Brent, what do you think?
I'm going to say Nicole, and the reason I'm going to say that is because of two things. Number one, they know that Cliff is gaming. Now, I know they know that about Nicole, but they didn't expect it from Cliff. And now that they heard his Cliff notes, which, by the way, this morning, Taryn Armstrong was not the last Cliff notes. He's back in the house, so I'm thrilled about that. But now that they know that he's gaming, I feel like that does hurt his cause a little bit. Also, no tea, but how badly he killed that competition tonight. They've got to notice that. I mean, like, it doesn't take a lot in the Big Brother house to target grow bigger. The fact that he just literally nailed 6 balls in a minute and 40 seconds while nobody else was at the starting line, I feel like has to draw a little bit of attention from some of these people with these carnival-esque games.
So brother. Good.
It was amazing.
We were all standing.
I just feel like that there are there are people who are saying, okay, we have to get rid of Nicole. Who's wasting an HOH on Cliff at this point, Brent?
Yeah, that's the thing. I maybe Christy, I could see her, like, but I feel like at this point she really wants.
He said Nick my name.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. That's she's so stupid too, Christy, because like if she would have actually heard what he said, he was talking about working with Christy and Tommy. Like, he was gonna go after Jackson.
Okay,
and
she also heard Nick say Brussels sprouts, and that meant she's
no, that's like really a red flag.
But so don't say red flag.
I'm sorry.
So then with Julie, when she was talking about the couples in the house and David, I thought, Caitlin,
I thought so too.
She was going to say, and here's something else that you don't know.
There you go.
That Tommy and Christy actually have a relationship from outside of the house. And I felt like that she was going there and then pulled back.
Rob, I was waiting for it. I love seeing people's faces when we find out something, you know, when they find out something that they didn't know or didn't expect. Yeah. And I was, you totally read my mind.
But Rob, I mean, I really do have to call it out though. I think she probably doesn't want to bring attention to it, even though they did initially. Well, I feel like because they had to confront it.
Yeah, well, what is she talking about? All the couples in the house then?
I don't know. I think she just wanted to tell
there were four couples.
She wanted to give David credit for calling out what he did, because David did call out, effectively the alliance.
I love David.
I really thought that she was going to say to about Christy and Tommy, and I thought that Dave was going to be like, well, that really is not fair.
That's what I wanted. Yes, I wanted to be like, that's not fair. Because, I mean, it's not like it was a part of a twist. They just, like, gave these two people an opportunity to go into the Big Brother house where they have a relationship outside the house. That's not fair, man. That's not what Big Brother's about.
Let's go to M. Sauce, who says, hey, RHAP, are Chenbot's interview skills getting better? David, why are you crying? No, I thought that was a good moment. I mean, Julie, I think normally does a good job with these interviews, and I'm looking forward to seeing the extended interview.
Me too.
Of what those guys talk about when they're not on live television.
When is that typically up?
I mean, I think it was up. I remember from yours that they were not expecting to talk to you,
right?
And they threw it to we will have on CBS.com/Big Brother later on tonight. We'll have an interview with Caitlin. I think by the end of the night. I think by a couple hours from now.
Okay.
So we'll hear from them. And then, of course, we'll have our exit interview special with the three camp comeback people on Friday. Nash BBB fan wants to know, what are the chances six shooters go right back to Nick and Bella, at least for next week?
Very high, I think.
Well, I think it depends on how this HOH turns out.
No, but
that's the problem.
Yeah, but also, we're not watching live feeds right now, and I feel like it depends on what's happening on the live feeds. When we saw that clip at the very end of the episode of like, let's check in with the Big Brother house, whatever, it looked like they were all having a conversation. It looks like they're trying to, you know, do something or say something to make it okay. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm scared.
Okay. We'll see a couple more questions. Wench of Westeros. Can former house guests who live in LA go see David, Ovi, and Kemi once they're out of sequester to offer support? Just curious if that's allowed or might be in this instance considering what they've experienced in the house.
Where does everyone live?
Yeah, I don't think that they have like a, you know, a
no,
meetup.
They get, as soon as press is over, they
want to go
sent,
home.
Yeah, they're being sent to the airport.
Yeah. And I know from, you know, talking with you last season, then the alumni reach out. There will be alumni.
Literally right before we started, I sent Kemi a DM with my number.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's just, that was literally the only thing. The day I got out, I don't know if you guys know this, I briefly spoke to my mom. My dad flew all the way to California. I didn't know that was happening to be with me. But I briefly spoke to a few friends, one friend, and said, like, tell everyone I'll be able to talk in a few days. I'm not okay right now. I spent about 3 hours in a FaceTime with Josh Martinez and an hour and a half with Paul. I mean, all I could do was talk. The only thing that made me feel better was talking to people that were alumni that
you went
got
through.
It. Yes. And I could only speak to Winston for like 2 weeks. I mean, it had to be people that were in that. So I get it. And I will immediately reach out to them and I met them honestly too. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they'll answer and they'll want that support. I'm pre-jury also, so I know what it's like, but truly, when you get out of that house, you get so much love from past house guests that it's kind of unbelievable. And they have so much support. So I'm looking forward to speaking with them.
Speaking of Winston, have you checked out Love Island?
Of course.
What's going on Love Island with Winston?
Okay. Well, Winston just showed up to the villa last night. And
Oh my.
Just a hot take. So Winston, he did interviews with the cast before he really knew he was like going on the show. And when he came home, he was like, I am like deeply obsessed with this girl, Kiera, like obsessed.
Kiera.
And It showed last night that he kind of got in there, and she's already like in a coupled relationship, and they gave Winston like a date card, I guess. So all of a sudden Kira gets a text and is like, go meet your date, Winston. And everyone's like, whoa. And Winston like winks to the camera, and I fell to the ground screaming. That's my best friend. Go best friend.
Winston is your best friend?
Winston and Brett are two of my best friends.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
Winston is great.
Winston and I became extremely close. First of all, we got out a week apart from each other. We got an Airbnb together for 2 months once we got evicted. Mm-hmm. He's truly one of my best friends in the world. I've known about Love Island now for a few weeks. This has been the hardest secret to keep, but, he's so sweet because he genuinely is like going there to find love. He
needs a woman.
He really wants to find love. So it's like really cute. Like he's not on it for press. Like he literally just wants to find a wife. And I'm like, this is actually so pure and so off brand, but like, let's roll with it. So I hope he comes home with someone that I like, because we're all going to be
He's somebody else, Caitlin. You pick good friends because he like is one of the people that totally is able to laugh at himself.
Yeah.
Like I said stuff that was critical of him, but also supportive of him. And he likes equal things. Like when I say stuff about your cast or something, or you just see something critical of this cast, he'll respond to it it. And he's very easy to laugh
he's
at.
Such a, like he's such a sweet guy. And he didn't. I'm hoping that on Love Island, we see a little bit more of his personality, because on Big Brother, I don't think that the fans did. And he's truly one of the funniest guys I know. And I feel like we didn't see, if I was watching the show, I would think he looked a little vanilla too. Just like not great, like ugh, whatever. But he truly has so much to him that I'm excited for him. I am.
Cool. Okay. By the way, Rob, I did want to give credit. I know that you alluded to this earlier, but since I came down on Six Shooters for going through with this crazy blindside plan, Taryn tweeted, if anybody is confused, Six Shooters decided to tell Kat that they were evicting Cliff, but had her vote to evict Nicole anyway, so she could be their rat with Nick, Bella, and Sam. Mm-hmm. So at least they did something. I would rather brought Nick and Bella in on the plan, but since they didn't, this is, I guess, okay.
Okay. Just a couple of tweets I had mentioned to send tweets to me directly. Kelly Edge on Twitter said, having Caitlin on the Thursday live eviction shows is the single best thing about Big Brother 21. She is our queen and a great guest. You three are a great team.
Now, can you just read me one negative thing about myself? Because my head is just going to blow.
Yeah. Luckily, people are not sending me the negative things about you.
I read one person in the chat did say, Caitlin with her mic and audio is Rob's worst nightmare. So guys, if this is a problem, I will work on it and I will deliver in a way that is substantial to you all.
Look, we're working out the kinks that it's usually.
I'm sorry, no, Rob.
It's not you. There's a lot of variables here with people in the studio. It's a lot.
I just want to make you proud.
You are making me very proud. You're making me very, very proud. Purple Mario says, I love Caitlin even more after tonight's RJP podcast. Thank you for unapologetically being yourself, and thank you, Rob Sestrina, for bringing her on.
Oh my, Rob, literally stop.
No, I won't.
I'm so hot.
Yes. Heather Rogers wants to know, who in the house has the most concerning aura colors?
You know what's really interesting about this? So obviously when I went in the house, my heart was beating so fast and like wasn't paying attention to anything, so nervous. But then when I was sitting during the comp and kind of looking out into the six people or however many people were not participating, Tommy shines. He's obviously a light. He really, he really, really is. Hot take. I can't believe I'm about to say this.
What? Yes.
I'm conflicted. Because I really liked Jack's aura.
I had a good aura.
Yeah. Oh, Jack's aura. Okay, cool.
So
okay.
But like I've said many times, when I see someone's aura, I see them for their truth. And right now there's a lot of ego going on. And like when we come into this physical world, we're like blocked out by a lot of shit. So like to his core, I believe that he's probably a really, really, really good person, but it's just, and that's what makes it even more sad, because like, if you were just shitty to begin with, I'd be like, whatever. But it really is sad. I find it more sad than anything that like, I really thought he had a nice, very sweet aura. So that was a confusing moment. Maybe I was just high off of excitement and under the influence of love.
Exciting night.
You could be digmatized, Caitlin. That's happened.
Trust me, I'm not.
Okay.
Not with him.
By the way, Rob, I have a question from Marietta. She's in the chat a lot, and she wanted me to ask this, and I will. She says, do you think that the six shooters will dupe Bella, Nick, and Sam again before the HOH in case they win? If Bella and Sam wins, do they finally take their shot? The answer to both of these questions, yes, they will try to dupe them. I think that they will succeed. And Bella and Sam, no, I don't think they have any balls whatsoever. I think they will probably do something really, really terrible, like take a shot at Cliff and Nicole again or something. Like I said, I don't know what we need to shake them up, but hopefully something can happen. But I don't hold that much hope, people. I really don't.
Okay, now look, nobody should have that much hope. It's Big Brother 21.
I guess. I mean, you would think you need to be over the head.
All ye who enter Big Brother 21. Okay.
Like, what needs to happen? I think we need like a Nicole HOH. Like she's the only person who would actually really maybe Cliff. I don't know. I'm like, who wouldn't be scared? No, Sam's a pussy. I really do think he is.
But this has to be another wake up call. I mean, we've seen.
I hear from the feeds that he's already trying to pretend like he was one of the six votes. So, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's we got a little bit of a preview of what's coming up here on Rob's the Podcast. All right. Let me give you the rundown real quick. Tomorrow morning, Taryn Armstrong is going to be back live with the live feed update. We'll talk about our new HOH, presumably, and much more from the feeds tomorrow morning. It's going to be a must listen to 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And then check out what else we've got coming up. The Survivor Australia preview is on the way. Check out the new season. Survivor Australia is coming up on Friday. Taryn Armstrong is going to have a special Taryn Show episode with Brittany Haynes. Highly anticipated. Be on the lookout for that. Plus, we've got more coverage of Are You the One, Survivor South Africa, Amazing Race Canada, and then Big Brother 21. I'll be back again live on Sunday night. Scotty is going to join us on Sunday night, Caitlin.
Oh, good.
Very excited about that. And our live show from Mini Renapolis coming up over the weekend for Robin and Keith. We need a podcast. So we have so much great stuff going on right now on Rob Has a Podcast. If you want to find out more about everything that we're doing, we're going to have our Facebook Friday call where I talk to the patrons of our wonderful podcast in the Facebook group, our Patron 5 for 5, our Patron podcast feed, everything going on in the Patron community. Got to meet a ton of great people out in Minnesota this week. RobHasAWebsite.com/patron for more information about that. Okay. Caitlin, anything else that you want to talk about?
Just don't think that I'm not working on this family roundtable situation because I am guns blazing with my progress, by the way.
Well,
I don't know how we're going to go about doing it, though.
Well, we can get people on a conference call.
Okay.
Okay. Well, who would be your top picks?
Okay. Well, we could definitely have Ovi's girlfriend.
Well, we could talk to Ovi at this point.
No, oh yeah, that's true. Ovi got out. That's fine. Okay. So the remaining people in the house.
Yeah.
We have the whole Tommy Christie family situation. We have
definitely interested on that
for sure. We can get Cliff's family in this.
Yes. Yeah.
We can get Kelly. Yes. We can get Kelly Hogg in this. Okay. We can get. Well, who else is still? Oh, we can get one of Catherine's friends in this immediately.
A friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, we don't think a friend.
I think those loved ones.
It sounded critical, Rob.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Let's see.
We got to get whoever is like willing and able.
Okay.
Just people that are close to them.
Yes.
Rob, Bleacher Bum in the chat said this is a great opportunity because Scotty's going to be on the show. Scotty thinks that Cliff should try to work with Tyler. I think that is the key to win. Okay. To when you come back in the house to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
All right. All right, let's go. Give me the wide shot here. Okay. All right. So, Caitlin, so great to have you back with us on the podcast.
Always here every Thursday.
Next Thursday, we'll be back again, and we will have
and the Thursday after that. Yes. And after that.
All right. As long as you don't have other stuff to do.
This is my priority.
I love Julie. Julie's like, I guarantee you next Thursday, somebody will leave.
Yes, that will actually.
That was funny.
Yeah, the whole vote out was very awkward because like Cliff just like stands there hugging people and it's like, Okay,
I'm really anxious to go on my phone and like go check Twitter right now.
Okay, all right, we'll do it. Well, give me 60 more seconds, and we'll end this podcast.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you want to go on? You want to go on now while I say goodnight to everybody? All right.
Whoa! What? It's already just like a lot of missed FaceTime from Bailey. Oh my God, Cliff won. Have a good show, babe.
The Big Brother 20 friends that you have, you guys will FaceTime immediately things that happen.
Should I FaceTime Bailey right now?
You can. I mean,
on the podcast.
If you want to ambush her.
Yeah, here's
what you have to do.
Hi, we're live on Rob Has a Podcast right now. Do you want to say hi?
Hi. You have to hold the microphone right. You have to hold the phone the bottom of the phone right up to the microphone.
Do you have anything that you want to say to the people that were live?
I am shook. I cannot believe that Cliff, of all people, won this camp comeback. I am calling all of them tomorrow and. #BB21.
Yeah, I already said. And a word from Christopher Williams.
Yes.
My name is Swaggy C. We're going to have a conversation about BB21, man. Cliff should not have won the camp comeback. They did my girl Kimmy wrong. David Dunn conformed to the other side, so I don't really like him too much. Avi should have stayed. I love Nicole. Nicole going to win. And Jack and Jackson, I'm going to see him in Vegas too. So,
Are we going to Vegas?
We have to go to Vegas, yes.
Should we pay for that?
You got to keep that phone right next to the microphone.
Okay, love you guys. All right. Have a good show.
Bye, Swaley.
Bye, Swaley.
I'm stuck.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, okay. Kaylin is caught. Okay.
Well, that was a fun hot take.
That was great.
Swaggy
does not like
when I call him Christopher Williams, but he's in my phone as Christopher Williams.
Why are you so formal?
Because that is just the relationship we have.
Yeah.
Christopher Williams, he is... Guys, I gotta say, Swaggy and Bailey are really two. It's so funny that it's like Brett Winston, Swaggy, and I was the middleman, and now they're together, and we're all just friends. And I love them.
But that's
so much.
That's actually very nice because I remember when you came out of the house that Swaggy C was not having it with you. You guys were in the pre-jury. And you were reaching out, and he was, I can't even with this Caitlin.
Yeah, but that's the reason why we've become so close, because we were really close in the house for 5 minutes, mm-hmm. and then I backdoored him, and I don't blame him. He needed time, but the best part about me is when I really care about someone, I don't give up, and I don't leave them alone. So, in the most genuine way, I was like, I'm sorry. I never gave up. Ever, and now he's one of my best friends.
Yeah. All right, and then real quick before we go, we're gonna just I love getting Caitlin wound up. Caitlin, could you give us 60 seconds about the new Cats trailer?
Yes, I can. Okay, so for those of you that haven't seen Cats, the musical is now becoming a movie, and I am so excited.
Not Cat from Big Brother.
No, that's what I thought you were saying for a second. No. Cats, the musical, is now going to be on a movie, and Taylor Swift's in it and James Corden, and I'm so excited, and this is going to be such a dream for those of you that don't know what Cats is. It's very trippy and like very confusing, and some people hate it, but I'm simply in love with it so much. Oh my God, Jellicle Cats. Can I start singing Cats? See, because Jellicle Cats and Jellicle. So sometimes when I was living in New York and I was still in the music industry, I would sign up for the Broadway lottery, and I have literally seen Cats by myself in the front mezzanine many a time because I didn't think it was going to be that difficult to find a friend that wanted to see Cats with me, but clearly no one wanted to see Cats with me, so I would see it alone. Thank you so much. Please go see Cats.
I just want to know, Rob, honestly, I know you're going to say, how dare you, Brent, but who greenlit this movie? it looks terrible. I love the music.
Yeah. Maybe they shouldn't have done CGI.
It's like they have CGI and not costumes, and somehow they got Judi Dench in this.
Yes.
Is she looking for work or something? How did she sign up for this?
I don't care. It's going to be a dream come true for all
of us.
You'll
be there opening day.
I'm hoping it's so bad it's good.
If I could somehow, if anyone knows anyone that worked on Cats, if I could somehow come to the red carpet, I will come as a feline.
You will dress up as a cat.
And I will be singing Memory.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I could cry. Okay. That's the thought.
All right, there you
Memory.
Go. All right. So, Caitlin, thank you for all that.
No, thank you for letting me express myself.
At Kate Coaching.
And Caitlin _ Herman. You guys really hit me up with the follows last time, and I appreciate it.
Yes. Okay. And, of course, Brent is on Twitter. He's at @OneLuckyGay. we will be back on Sunday night for another recap of this Sunday night episode, and we'll find out everything that happens with these nominations. No activity comp over the weekend either. So should be a fun night on Sunday. And be on the lookout for my exit interviews with the first three players who are officially out of the Big Brother house on Friday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.